This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, I forgot my glasses again.
Oh, good.
So I guess I can't use my... Did you just give me the finger?
No, I give you a thumbs up.
Oh, I swear it was the middle finger. Is that the middle finger? Stop doing that. I am so blind. I also forgot to wear my glasses last night at MKT, and I was hosting the premiere of The Bachelorette.
You thought it was The Bachelor the whole time. Like, man, why are all these girls wearing black dresses? It was the suits.
Oh, got it. It's too early for me to process that. I was like, what? Anyway, yeah, couldn't even read the closed captioning. I was like, what? I was turning to people around me. I'm like, what's going on? What's being said? Is this part dramatic?
Wow, sounds like a really fun night. Sorry
I'm so
I missed
blind.
It.
Here's the thing, is I don't think that I was blind until I got an eye test. And
right.
They were like, you need glasses. I don't think I did. And now I think I depend on them. I honestly think that. Because I used to brag about my 20/20 vision all the time.
I'm the same way when it comes to like moisturizer. As soon as I start using it, my body needs it.
Yeah, you feel the same way about chapstick.
Yeah, exactly. So our suggestion to you is just don't go and get anything checked on yourself.
Yeah, just don't care about your well-being.
This is pretty cool. Big thanks to Adam for sending in. A flower shop, actually fairly close to my house, is making a bold move and protecting somebody that's had a real bad 2020.
Flowers on 50th has a billboard outside that says, "Free flowers if your name is Karen. We deliver 463 Rose. Call us."
Awesome.
I think that's brilliant. And you know what? It is a really cute locally owned flower shop that I try to support a lot, especially through the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I like to stop in there and just grab a quick bouquet for the table for no reason other than to just have it smell nice and look nice.
Plus, in the same parking lot, you can get Mary Brown's and Pizza Hut.
Seriously.
So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Your day is planned.
So Flowers on 50th is on 50th Street in Millwoods and 40th Ave. So go, like, tell your friends named Karen to go get themselves a free bouquet. But it feels good to treat yourself.
Then tip well.
Yes.
Also, because the whole point of this is keeping small businesses intact. I've seen a few flower shops now that have had to close the doors.
Yeah.
Which I find surprising because it's one of the things that you can still do right now. Is go and get something beautiful for your home where you're spending more time in.
Well, exactly.
Buy yourself a bouquet.
And that's the thing is their product doesn't last. So you have to go and support them as much as you can.
Yeah, good point.
So, like Ryder said, go get yourself a free bouquet if your name is Karen, but also like buy one for someone else or get a gift card or whatever to support local.
I remember us having a brainstorm session around here about like, okay, this Karen thing's really taking off, like that name, and what should we do with it? And videos or whatever. And no, we decided Karens have it a little bit too rough this year. So we did our best to just leave that be.
Just leave them alone. I know some really nice Karens.
They get mad once in a while?
I was just thinking, I was like, wait, do I know any Karens?
Play 107.
We need your support.
Yes, we really do.
Now more than ever.
Please help us if you're around at 7:30 p.m. tonight.
Aren't you jealous of all the Americans who are voting right now? Well, you've got an opportunity to do the same.
So last year, we were both in the media challenge that the Edmonton Comedy Festival put on, where we went on stage and did a 5-minute stand-up set with a bunch of other people that are in Edmonton media. This year, due to COVID, unfortunately, we can't have a crowd. So all of us submitted a 5-minute stand-up video. They're going to be live at 7:30 p.m. tonight on ATB's website. We have the link. We want to send it to you over text message right now. Please, at 7:30, watch it and then refresh at 8:30 and vote.
It's pretty funny, too. Like, some pretty notable personalities in the city, whether it's writers or TV hosts. You'll recognize some faces. You'll recognize some voices. And then vote for us afterwards.
Yeah.
One of us. I think... Here's the thing. If everybody goes and they vote for either you or me, we're going to split the votes. No chance we win.
Okay.
So I'd just like to pitch the idea that everybody votes for me this year.
Okay, you know
exactly
what that means. It's really just pushing people to vote for me.
No.
Okay, well, whatever. Why don't we just get our listeners to vote for whoever they genuinely think did better?
out of us two?
It is so
splitting votes.
It is so intimidating to do a 5-minute stand-up set without an audience. So it might be cringy, but who cares? Anyway, hit us up on the text line if you don't mind helping us out tonight and voting.
Getting your vote on. Yeah, and money raised from this evening goes to a charity that provides soccer equipment for kids to play.
Yep. So there's a link. There's a donate now, support the cause button on that page as well. So hit us up right now if you would like the link tonight at 7:30. I'm nervous.
Okay, give me a bit of your stand-up set. Like this year or last year, if it's on the top of your head, just so people can like hear what you got.
Okay. I have a small car to compensate for my massive...
No. You can't say that on the radio. Not that joke.
Let's hear one of yours.
Well, something appropriate. Like, my daughter asked me why we eat out so much, and I said, well, it's because all I got in the divorce was the bush pie makers, and it's really hard to cook with those indoors. So just finish your chicken fingers, and don't forget to put the plate in your backpack when you're done. Like that. That's appropriate.
For sure. I actually helped you write that joke, though.
No, you didn't. Yeah.
Play 107.
Okay, I'm sorry that I'm just hearing about this story now, even though it happened on the 5th of October. But we're going to talk about it because maybe you haven't heard about it either. University of Alberta virologist Michael Houghton has been awarded a Nobel Prize. Now get this. Michael has been awarded the 2020 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine in recognition of his discovery of the hepatitis C virus. Mm. Yes, he discovered it back in 1989 and is now finding a vaccine for it. So congratulations to you. The U of A should be so proud of him.
Tell me something good.
My story is about a medical discovery as well.
Okay.
It sounds like researchers are pretty jacked up that they may have found a new way to manage blood sugar non-invasively. So this is great for treating diabetes. Mm-hmm.
If you don't like needles or getting poked.
Exactly. I have a young cousin who has diabetes and has to give himself needles all the time. And like, what a champ.
Yeah.
But how nice would it be if he didn't have to do that, right? Anyway, they've exposed these diabetic mice to a combination of static electric and magnetic fields for a few hours a day, and it seems to normalize blood sugar.
Oh.
So it's going to be going to the next level of testing and things, but it's a pretty big discovery, and if it ends up working in the human body, it could be huge.
Tell me something good.
Science is cool.
Play 107.
I came across a surprising statistic that said 35% of people don't look in the can after they have a poop.
Don't call it that.
Well, I was
We're
trying
adults.
To, okay, I was trying to think of something that was like appropriate.
Bowel movement?
Like a dump. Okay, a bowel movement, sure. 35% of people don't look in the toilet. And I'm like, how do you know that you're healthy? Don't you want to know? Don't you want to be surprised how the corn stayed intact?
Can you stop?
Well, I'm just serious.
You're being disgusting right now. No, you're probably one of those people that looks at their boogers after they blow their nose, too.
No. 780-784-7107.
Okay.
What do you do and you can't believe others don't?
I can't, but did you know that there are people on this earth that don't bring a glass of water to bed every night?
I don't.
What do you do when you wake up in the night parched? Do you just ignore it and roll over and go back to sleep dehydrated?
I usually drink a glass of water before I go to bed.
No.
Okay.
I can't believe that there are humans that don't have that security blanket of water, lukewarm water beside them at night. It's weird.
780-784-7107. What do you got for us? Things that you do that you can't believe others don't.
Oh, I massage my wife's feet after a long day.
And nobody around you does the same?
Not my buddies, no. They'll be like, nah, man, I don't do that. And I was like, oh, all right.
Wouldn't it be weird if you got home and one of your buddies was massaging your wife's feet?
They probably do. They just don't want to admit it.
No, I mean like your wife's feet.
Yeah, they're like, they take it the wrong way and they're like, oh, I guess we should start massaging Zoran's wife's feet for him.
Yeah. Well, actually, that would be quite the help. Like, come home, she'd be happy. That'd be great, actually.
Play 107.
It's time for a brand new episode of Terror Tales.
Yeah, if you have a scary story, a real life situation that happened to you or a friend of yours... let us know about the story and we'll read it. We're doing a story every morning leading up to Halloween.
You ready for this one?
I'm already scared, but yes.
This one's submitted from Sam. I was about 7 years old. My brother would have been 10. It was well past our bedtime when Mom woke up to put us to bed. Our dad worked up north for 2 weeks on and one off back then, so it was often just the three of us at the house. At either end of the hallway upstairs were windowed doors we always kept locked and rarely used. My brother and Mom both had a habit of waking up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. I only knew this because I was a light sleeper and they couldn't help flushing the toilet with the door open. This one night, my brother stopped on his way to his room when he was going to bed and came back towards the bathroom. I'm going to try to pee before I go to bed tonight, he said. The past few nights, I've been too afraid to walk to the bathroom. I swear I saw a ghost wearing stripes at the end of the hallway the other night. My mom heard him, but I assumed she wrote it off as my brother telling stories to try to scare me because she didn't react at all to my brother's confession. I, on the other hand, was very scared by what he said. Years later, when I was 18, my mom and I were having a conversation in the car about a dog we had for a very short time when I was little. We were sharing stories about Duke's tendency towards destroying my shoes and such, when my mom blurted out, "Do you remember that time we opened the front door for the cops and Duke ran inside the kitchen and started tearing open a big bag of dog food we had?" It caught me off guard because in all the years I'd lived at the house, we never once called the cops, from what I knew. I asked her what she was talking about, and she looked equally surprised as if she had just revealed something by accident. "Oh, that's right. I never told you because you were too young at the time. One night, I woke up hearing noises outside my window, and when I looked, I saw a man staring in my bedroom." She went on to describe how she turned on all the lights, causing him to run off, and how she grabbed my dad's gun before calling the cops. "I can't remember all the details," she said. I can't remember all the details I gave the cops when he showed up. It was a tall white man wearing a striped shirt with short dark hair, something like that. They said it matched the description of a man they were looking for in the area. It turns out he had escaped from jail on a murder charge. Now, I know it sounds so obvious hearing these stories back to back, but it wasn't until a few years ago in my mid-20s that I pieced together that my brother hadn't saw a ghost, but an actual murderer at the end of our hallway.
Whoa.
Ooh, look at my goosebumps.
That is so terrifying.
That's another episode of Terror Tales. Did you have anybody on your block that would dish out the full-size candy bars?
I got one full-size candy bar once, and it was only because the person I was trick-or-treating with knew the family at that house. So they had a secret stash of full-size chocolate bars for kids that they knew personally. Mm. And I was just blessed to be with them that day.
Because there's one just down the street.
Really?
Yeah, and I was starting to get a little bit jealous of the popularity of that place and how everybody walked away going like, whoa. Because really, you give out 5-6 mini chocolate bars, you may as well just be dishing out a full one.
Okay.
Anyway, I just read a tweet that really hit home from Simon Holland, and he said, "Heard a rival dad's planning to hand out king-size chocolate bars for Halloween."
Oh, no.
"So now every trick-or-treater that comes to my house is getting a full rack of ribs." Thank you for checking out the show. So we were talking about mom shaming, and then you tried to shift it to parent shaming.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case. Like, I remember I set up on my old dog the baby chair and strapped it on, and all the other dads that I knew were like, "Sweet move." You don't get shamed for things like that. Dads are dumb and are like, "Cool, man. Fun. Whatever.
Wow.
Whatever gets you through." How many hospital trips have you taken? You know what I mean?
Okay, whereas so
I think a lot of moms are like, "I can't believe you would do that." They're just more prone to be safe, and then that turns into a little bit judgmental, which sometimes is great. You brought up with me that I was shamed for not having my daughter seatbelt on 100% properly. It was close, But and you're like, see, you got dad shamed. I was like, no, I just got told, which I'm very thankful for,
that her seatbelt was on wrong.
Yeah, like her safety was a priority to people that reached out to me to let me know. Okay. And it was a lot of people.
I like that. But there's this new thing, apparently, with the pandemic, and this is worldwide, that in mom groups, people are feisty in the comment section, where usually you're going there to ask for advice. When can my child see their grandparents? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What grocery stores are best? And then people are just coming at them in the comments. You shouldn't be bringing your kids to the grocery store. You should have somebody watching them.
Fair enough.
Shouldn't see their grandparents. So I think it's just very hostile right now, which is very unfortunate.
780-784-7107. Have you been mom shamed before?
Yes. Every mom has been a victim of mom shaming. Whether your mom thinks you yell too much at your kids, but you got yelled at. But
true.
I think the most important thing is my sister has it right. No mom is right and no mom is wrong.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Interesting. So just don't care about other people's opinions. Just try to do the best you can and show up every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I mean, overall, if you can avoid comment sections too right now.
But like, also, like, Instagram, a lot of people post, you know, it's a facade. Not everything's perfect. You'll see a photo of, like, a kid playing in the living room and everything's tidy in the background. Well, that's probably not the case behind the person that took the picture.
They just kicked everything to the other side of the room.
We just need to stop comparing ourselves with other people. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to start joining mom groups, though, just to watch the drama unfold. I don't have kids, but sounds juicy.
Go poke the bear if it's
no,
a little more.
No, I would never.
Play 107.
This segment is called Unsung Heroes, and we just give a bunch of shout-outs.
Shout-out to today being National Fossil Day. Congrats, Ryder. Get it?
Yeah, good one.
It's a joke, though.
Shout-out to Messy Hair being in this year, apparently.
Hey!
Oh, I thought we were joking.
Shout out to the new iPhone 12 that was just shown to the world last night. Just when you thought the iPhone 11 didn't show your pores enough already. More HD. No thanks.
Shout out to milk. Nothing like a cold glass of hormone baby cow excrement.
Well, when you put it that way, gosh, I'm thirsty. Shout out to The Bachelorette, because one of all of our favorite hobbies is judging men.
Shout out to every Alberta radio station's Facebook page for having a picture of some snow on the ground at some point this week, as if we should be surprised.
Shout out to Crispy Leaves, a small piece of joy that will soon turn soggy and sad, so enjoy them while they last. You don't like to step on crunchy leaves?
That's okay. Yeah, just kind of dark.
Well, it's true. Look at Calgary. It's coming our way.
Shout out to Calgary.
Oh, here we go again.
Who will officially break ground next August on their new arena. I hope they have a solidly reinforced roof to hang all those Stanley Cup banners.
What's that?
Oh, only one? Oh, yeah, they should be fine then.
Perfect. And shout out to people who send out a daily, are you mad at me, text? You are not alone. You and your anxiety are not alone.
Play 107.
All right, we like to share some of our most used vocab around the show and let you know about it so that you can then go and spread it. For things like, instead of calling them horses, we call them
little hisses. And we encourage you to do the same. Because every time you drive by horses, it's just kind of hard to say that word plural. So you got to say it in a more fun, casual way. Look at the hinnies. Also, tis the sizz is a line that I came up with, copyright. And we made sweaters last year. We're going to be selling toques this year. Tis the sizz. And it's just a way to get away with things like, oh, there's snow on the ground in Calgary. Tis the sizz to just instantly put Bailey's in your coffee. Because
right.
Why wouldn't you?
So now you have a new one.
Yes. So my girlfriends and I have started saying congrats when things go wrong.
Oh.
So, yeah, one of my girlfriends was supposed to be doing a promotion today, shooting a video with her company. It turns out that it got canceled last minute. So I said, congrats to the whole team. It's completely sarcastic. Oh, you ran out of gas on the highway and you were already late to begin with? Congratulations.
I don't know if I like it.
No, it's really funny because it's full on sarcasm. Everyone has their friends group chat. Next time someone says something depressing, say congrats to the whole team.
How deep can this go?
It gets like, pretty deep.
Does
deep and dark is the only way to do it.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.